Unit 6. Reading the passage.
Reading the screen. The debate surrounding literacy is one of the most charged in education. On the one hand, there's an army of people convinced that traditional skills of reading and writing are declining. On the other hand, a host of progressives protest that literacy is much more complicated than a simple technical mastery of reading and writing. This second position is supported by most of the relevant academic work over the past 20 years. These studies argue that literacy can only be understood in its social and technical context. In Renaissance England, for example, many more people could read than could write, and within reading there was a distinction between those who could read print and those who could manage the more difficult task of reading manuscript. An understanding of these earlier periods helps us understand today's crisis in literacy debate. There does seem to be evidence that there has been an overall decline in some aspects of reading and writing. You only need to compare the tabloid newspapers of today with those of 50 years ago to see a clear decrease in vocabulary and simplification of syntax. But the picture is not uniform and doesn't readily demonstrate the simple distinction between literate and illiterate, which had been considered adequate since the middle of the 19th century. While reading a certain amount of writing is as crucial as it has ever been in industrial societies, it is doubtful whether a fully extended grasp of either is as necessary as it was 30 or 40 years ago. While print retains much of its authority as a source of topical information, television has increasingly usurped this role. The ability to write fluent letters has been undermined by the telephone, and research suggests that for many people, the only use for writing outside formal education is the compilation of shopping lists. The decision of some car manufacturers to issue their instructions to mechanics as a video pack rather than as a handbook might be taken to spell the end of any automatic link between industrialization and literacy. On the other hand, it is also the case that ever-increasing numbers of people make their living out of writing, which is better rewarded than ever before. Schools are generally seen as institutions where the book rules. Film, television, and recorded sound have almost no place. But it is not clear that this opposition is appropriate. While you may not need to read and write to watch television, you certainly need to be able to read and write in order to make programs. Those who work in the new media are anything but illiterate. The traditional oppositions between old and new media are inadequate for understanding the world which a young child now encounters. The computer has re-established a central place for the written word on the screen, which used to be entirely devoted to the image. There's even anecdotal evidence that children are mastering reading and writing in order to get onto the internet. There's no reason why the new and old media cannot be integrated in schools to provide the skills to become economically productive and politically enfranchised. Nevertheless, there's a crisis in literacy, and it would be foolish to ignore it. To understand that literacy may be declining because it is less central to some aspects of everyday life is not the same as acquiescing in this state of affairs. The production of schoolwork with the new technologies could be a significant stimulus to literacy. How should these new technologies be introduced into the schools? It isn't enough to call for computers, camcorders, and edit suites in every classroom. Unless they're properly integrated into the educational culture, they will stand unused. Evidence suggests that this is the fate of most information technology used in the classroom. Similarly, although media studies are now part of the national curriculum, and more students are now clamoring to take these courses, teachers remain uncertain about both methods and aims in this area. This is not the teacher's fault. The entertainment and information industries must be drawn into a debate with the educational institutions to determine how best to blend these new technologies into the classroom. Many people in our era are drawn to the pessimistic view that the new media are destroying old skills and eroding critical judgment. It may be true that past generations were more literate, but, taking the pre-19th century meaning of the term, this was true of only a small section of the population. The word literacy is a 19th century coinage to describe the divorce of reading and writing from a full knowledge of literature. The education reforms of the 19th century produced reading and writing as skills separable from full participation in the cultural heritage. The new media now point not only to a futuristic cyber economy, but they also make our cultural past available to the whole nation. Most children's access to these treasures is initially through television. It is doubtful whether our literary heritage has ever been available to or sought out by more than about 5% of the population. It has certainly not been available to more than 10%. But the new media joined to the old through the public service tradition of British broadcasting now makes our literary tradition available to all.